just we pray and on a call.
to me, every time we pray, God is there. God is not far from us. A lot of the time we are the ones far from God. God is always near. His name is Emmanuel, God with us. Sometimes you feel like he's far. Actually, he's not. He's near. You just need to rearrange your mind, your spirit. Like, tune your mind to be conscious of him. He's here. He's here. He's here. He's here to sort out the impossible. He's here. Every time we gather, he's here. Scripture says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. We are gathered in his name, and he's here. But you need to be conscious of him. Enough of being conscious of the world than God. Scripture says, we live in this world, but we are not of this world. We need to be conscious of the world we belong to. The world we belong to is supernatural. The world we belong to is supernatural. We can live here, but be very aware and conscious of where we truly live. Where we truly live, we are seated with Christ. Where we truly live, the name above every other name. Jesus. Scripture says, therefore, God has highly exalted him and has given him a name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of things in heaven, of things on earth, and of things underneath the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Let me explain what Jesus is Lord means. It means he's above all and is in control. In the book of Job, when he was calling everyone to a meeting, the Lord called everyone to a meeting. The devil showed up too. When it comes to his lordship, he's Lord in heaven, he's Lord on earth, and he's Lord where? You did hear me. He's Lord in, he's Lord on, and his Lord underneath. So demons, devil, has no choice. When you call the Lord, that's why scripture says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory might come in. Who is this King of glory? The gates must be lifted. The doors must be opened. They cannot refuse his command. He's not just the Lord of one host. He's not just the Lord of one host. He's the Lord of hosts. And guess what? He's your Lord. Is he your Lord? Is he your Lord? Is he your Lord? And because of this, we praise him.